3. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to Just In Time on this beautiful Thursday morning. This is Just In Time. Before I start my show, I would like to apologize to my listeners for being a silent machine within the last 8 months. I was dealing with some things personally that required all my attention. And now that those things are being handled and taken care of, I can now focus on you guys and bringing y'all some insight on what's going on in this world. So on this morning, hey, like I was saying, I'm gonna just jump into Hot Topics Thursday. I'm just to go around, talk about different hot topics that's going around in the news. The lucky number is 538, okay? And I know most of you people this morning saying, well, what the hell is 538? That's how many days you have until the next election to elect your president. And the reason I start with this topic, because this topic is very important. Right now, if someone was to ask me, Just In Time, who are you voting for? I wouldn't have an answer. I don't know as far as the candidates. I've been researching. I've been hearing about this individual and this individual running. We definitely need someone who's not going to lie to us. President Biden, he lied. He lied to us, the African-American race. He said he would protect us, and once he got in office, he did no such thing. President Biden, let me tell you who he did protect. He put the bill together for the Asian and Pacific Islands that was being attacked and hate crime in San Francisco district. So he protected them. President Biden did a LGBT bill that protects that side. But why no bill for us to protect us? We see what's going on in the media. We know what's going on when it comes to race and when it comes to crime and injustice. But President Biden made all these bills for other people and he signed them, but he left us out. And so I definitely have a problem with that. I feel, in my opinion, that he haven't done enough. For not just us, but also America. I just feel like, you know, the government is trying to fool us. Now, I don't know if the next candidate is going to be better than Joe, but I just hope he don't lie. It's critical that y'all understand that 538 days ago come quick. And I need y'all out there researching, and I need y'all out there doing your homework so that way you can elect the best president that's going to serve all the people and that's going to have a common ground to protect all the people. There's so many different things going on when it comes to the government. You know, we're about to go to war. If you don't, then we definitely about to go to war. All our allies have been hit by people like Russia, China, North Korea, Ukraine. You know, those are our allies. Ukraine is an ally. And, you know, Taiwan, you know, it's just, like I say, I just feel like, you know, if you're not paying attention to all the signs, and if you don't read and if you don't research, then you're going to be lost. And then you're going to be confused when the war do start. It's a lot of things going on as far as, shipping, you know, when it comes to freights, when it comes to, international waters and what's being brought over, and what's not being brought over. I mean, you know, here in the next couple of months, we're going to be limited in a whole bunch of things in our supermarket. And so I just want y'all to understand that, you know, having somebody in the office that can solve international and also domestic issues is very critical. And I feel like Joe Biden, like I said, in my opinion, man, he is, he just need to go get in a rocking chair and somebody need to sing him a song and read him a book. You know, I just think he's past his time. Like I said, I can't sit on here and tell you who to vote for when I don't know in my heart who I'm going to vote for. And that's okay right now because we got 538. But just so you know, it is important that you do your research. It is important that you know why you're voting. A lot of people said voting is not important. I beg the difference. Voting is very important. And so I just feel like, once again, we got to pay attention to those things that are going to affect us and also affect our kids as a whole going down the line. And, you know, you don't want nobody sneaking one in on you. Another topic that's going around that's been happening lately is everyone have an opinion about the Subway case. In my eyes, it's about the value of people. It's about homelessness versus military. It's about who was on that train and if they had empathy or sympathy. It's about what is a threat, you know. And so right now, when it comes to Daniel Penny and Jordan Neely, you know, it was a young man on the New York subway, and they said that he was threatening people and he was all erratic, and this military Marine choked him to death on the plane with other person holding him down to the point where pretty much murdered him. And nobody on that train got up. That's another problem I had. Nobody went to help this young man. All those people that was videoing and all those people that was on that train, no one said, you know what, let me have empathy and let me go help. Let me go de-escalate the situation. I just think, you know, when you think about the value of a person, you shouldn't see if they homeless or if they not homeless. It should be about more about the human being side. And so just in that situation of understanding, I know it's very sensitive when someone loses a loved one. And so I hope justice, whatever that justice is, I hope that it is served in the interest of just Jordan Neely. But you know, it's funny how people would raise money for certain causes that they feel like they want to be a part of. But if Daniel Penny was a homeless veteran in a subway with a cup in his hand, they would put a dollar in his cup. But they'll put $2 million to support him and to make sure he have legal fees to protect him, which is okay. But once again, I'm not a jury or a judge. I just hope justice is served. If anybody want to ask me what I seen with my own eyes, I would say I seen a young black male get murdered in front of people on the subway that didn't do anything. And the people on the subway, y'all should be the one that's feel ashamed, because y'all contribute to that young kid getting murdered because y'all did nothing but sat there and looked and recorded. And so, you know, when it comes to that situation, I hope is that justice is served. Once again, I think, you know, we always have these topics, this homeless versus military, you know, Marines or versus, you can't really, you know, compare and contrast. I mean, like I said, it was a young man who probably wasn't in his right mind, but I don't think he was a threat. I don't think he deserved to be choked out and deserved to die right there. Yeah, I think that's the brutal part about America, is that depending on how you look, it, you know, people may speak up, or people may want to rally behind him. But then again, you know, we continue to see young black males get killed so many times in America in so many different ways. And once again, as a black male, if I don't talk about the things that are going on and that are happening with us, regardless if they're not happening to me, I have four sons and I keep, just keep reiterating how it's important that, you know, I keep my sons alert and keep them aware of, you know, America and its threat against us as black males. But once again, like I said, Jordan Neely, I hope justice is brought, you know, in that case of Daniel Penny, homeless versus the military, the value of people. I think America got far away from what you call the value of a person. I think because of social media, and I think because of all these, everybody worship money and all these things that I feel like are not important. There is no value. You know, it's like everybody looking to devalue people. You know, you can't have an opinion in America without somebody trying to pick and prime and make sure that your opinion may not have some fault or may not have fictions. And I just think it's all about being educated and being in a room with people where you guys can discuss the problems. You know, we need more problem solvers and solution solvers are solvers in America. And I think our government is hurting because a lot of those individuals have been there so long, they didn't got away from what we call serving the people. I think in politics today, they serving themselves. So, you know, once again, let's be smart about these next 538 days because they're very critical. Okay, the next topic I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Florida governor. I'm not going to say his name because he's a loser. But this guy is trying to erase African-American history, period, in the state of Florida. He's trying to push an agenda that I feel that would be very detrimental to every race in Florida. But for some reason, it seemed like this dude just got the go to do whatever he wants. And I just never thought politics was going to be where a person could have their own personal agenda and push it hard and not have no drawback or not have no pushback. And like I say, the bill that he's pushing now is to eliminate black sorority, fraternity, anything that have to do with the culture of African-American or other cultures too, he's trying to eliminate. And I just feel like, once again, education is everybody, you know, like it's everybody. So when you're trying to take something out, put something in, I just feel like you have a motive. I feel like you're trying to, once again, everything is driven by some type of money or some type of handout. And so we got to pay close attention to Florida. Okay. I know a lot of people, they go out in Florida and they shop and they go out and have a good time. But you need to make sure if you are African American that you are doing your research and that you don't spend no money out there. You know, I just heard that a lot of Hispanics, truck drivers, they're going to stop going loading and taking loads to Florida just because of the bill that this guy is trying to get passed. And so, once again, we got to be smart on who we support and why we support them, you know, and it's critical, you know. Let's talk about another topic. Our dollar, do it have value or not? Based on BRIC, y'all know those are internet for a different country who been pushed away and who no longer value the American dollar and no longer use the American dollar. So that's a problem. So we want to make sure that once again that you studying and you researching into this because it will affect you. We're not going to talk about the debt ceiling. We've been having a debt ceiling in America, history, and government for a long time. It just not started with President Biden. I mean, we've been spending on helping other countries. We've been spending on war. You know, war is one of our big dollars where trillions and trillions of dollars went into war. And that's weird. And not so much into education. And I just don't understand why we feel like, you know, war overrides education. I just feel like we got to continue to put more money into education, put more programs. We need to bring back trades. We need to bring them back into schools. We need to make sure these students are having the opportunity to create a career for themselves. Everybody don't want to go to college. Everybody don't want to play sports. And so kids have an interest, and we just want to make sure that they can be able to follow their interests. And it's important, you know, because like I say, the more we have, the more we can do, and I feel like the better the world will be. I'm not racist. I'm a realist. I know what goes on in the world. I see, I hear, I'm educated, and I'm going to speak my mind. And so these hot topics are very important to me. Climate control, some people don't believe in it, but it's happening. It's been happening, and we better once again get a hand on that before we are in big trouble and have big issues. The last topic before I leave and get off this morning and head to work, I want to just say that it's going to take everybody to make the world better. Like, I don't point fingers. I have always had a team mentality. Everybody can't be the chief, but everybody can contribute like a chief. Everybody got a role to play. And I feel like in America, in society, we done lost our fit. We done lost our roles. I feel like people are more about creating their roles than just letting them happening organic. I'm a leader by just a leader just based on my experience. And I disagree with people every day, but we still get jobs done. I feel like our government, these guys are taking things personal. And so I think it's just right, just us as citizens take everything personal. And we have more power in numbers than we think we do. But it got to be important to all. You got to want to have a better life. You got to want to be able to adjust with change and experience it because it's coming. You know, taxes. Oh, my God. Just like 4 years ago, I was paying $4,000 in taxes. Now I got a $10,000 tax bill. So people are getting taxed out their house just based on the growth of America. And I'm not going to even talk about our economic system. Man, it's worse than it was in 1850, okay? So when people are here saying we got all these opportunities, they're lying to you, okay? If you go look at the real number, if you know how to read data, economically, it's a lot of individuals for to be in a shithole of trouble, okay? You're about to see numbers quadruple in homelessness, quadruple in crime. Because I feel like our infrastructure is not there to help everyone be where they need to be. Because that's not how America built. We trying to weed out people. We trying to take away women's rights and tell them if they can have a baby or not have a baby. We trying to do all this freaking control. But we're losing control in every function of our government, of our society. And if you look, it's join my side because I got this that I can bring, or join my side. And so many people join his side just because they feel like they got a payout or they feel like they got some incentives coming. And here I'm here to tell you is your life is on the line. The government don't care about you. Look at what's going on. So you got to make sure you care about yourself. And you got to make sure you educate people on what's going on. Because it's important. You know? It's very important. And like I say, in the next 538 days, we will have a new president. Will we have a better life? Will we have a better world? Will we have a better America? I doubt it. Because one guy, and we already know about the Senate, and we already know about the Congress. They don't get along. They ain't voting unless the interests have to do with some type of payout. And I just think, like, we need real leaders, people who go lead with ethics and people who got philosophies, and they stand firm in them. And it's just not about a dollar. Because like I say, anybody can get a dollar. All right. Last topic of discussion, TikTok is coming. It's going to be banned in every country. It's going to be banned on every college campuses here within the next 4 months. Okay. So if you're a fan of TikTok and you're making money, well, you're probably about to take a hit. And once again, it goes back to the economic system. You know, the government is real tricky when it comes to technology, metaverse, AI. That's another topic for another day. You know, it's certain things such as good growth, but I feel like we've been forced into accepting a lot of things that we don't have to be forced to accept. And I feel like, once again, us as human and as individuals, we have the power to hold the chains, and we have the power to really stir whatever pathway and whatever election and whatever vision we want to see. If you want to see the vision be split, stay the hell away from me. But if you want to see the vision be together and be diverse and have empathy for people, no matter who they are and how they look and what color they are, or what economic background they come from. Because I used to be a homeless kid because of some situation that was out of my control. But because I was blessed to go to college and get some knowledge, I'm miles and miles and miles and miles away from that kid I used to be as a freshman dealing with homelessness and abandonment. So once again, education, we need to once again find programs or create programs that will work. Now, there's some programs out there that have been around a long time that we got to continue to invest in, like TRIO. But we definitely got to make sure we're not weeding out our students and we're giving them an opportunity to have an equal playing field. I hope everyone have a great Thursday. I hope to everyone continue to stick with me. I love doing this podcast. I'm not trying to make money. I just love insight and love sharing important news to people that probably wouldn't pick up a paper or look at a internet story. And I just want people to understand where we at. We're in a critical bubble where the next 538 days is critical. And please take voting seriously. Please do your research. It's very important. And thank you so much for rocking with me on this Thursday morning. My name is Justin Time. I appreciate everyone who was listening and who was coming, listening to shows while I was absent for the last 7 months. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your texts. I look forward to continue to share and be a voice of reasoning and be a voice of insight. God bless y'all. Have a good day. Justin Time out.